All right, get this. Meta, you know, Facebook's parent company, they got slapped with a fine. $101.5 million. Can you believe that? For, get this, a cybersecurity issue. You'd think, right, that they'd have, like, the best security out there.
Yeah, you'd think.
But get ready for this, because we're diving into a story about passwords, plain text passwords, and what that means for, well, you.
Sounds juicy. Let's do it.
Exactly. And to help us unpack all of this, we have our cybersecurity expert joining us for this deep dive.
Glad to be here.
So if you haven't already seen the headlines, Meta was caught storing their users' passwords, hundreds of millions of them, in plain text.
Yeah, it's kind of like imagine leaving a key to like everything you own under your doormat. Yeah. And here's the thing, this wasn't some recent thing either. This was discovered back in 2019, meaning this was going on for years.
Yeah, so this wasn't just a little mistake. You know, we're talking a huge breach of trust here. Kind of makes you wonder if a tech giant like Meta can make these mistakes. I mean, what does that say about data security everywhere else?
Right. It's a bit concerning.
It really is. So we're breaking this all down, all the details, and we're taking this from an article in WebPro News. The title kind of says it all. Meta fined $101 million for storing passwords in plain text.
Wild, right? Absolutely. So the article gets into who was involved, and it looks like Ireland's Data Protection Commission, the DPC as they're known, they went head-to-head with Meta Platforms Ireland Limited, or MPIL.
Okay.
And they basically said, you violated the GDPR, Articles 33 and 32, to be exact, which is a big no-no when it comes to data protection.
Right. So for those who might not be familiar with GDPR, it stands for General Data Protection Regulation. It's essentially the EU telling companies, hey, take data privacy seriously.
Exactly. And those articles, 33 and 32, those are important. 33 means that Meta, they didn't even tell anyone about this for a long time. And 32, that's all about actually having security measures in place to prevent this, which clearly they didn't. So it's like a double whammy of, we messed up, but also we weren't even trying that hard to prevent it in the first place. And get this, they actually quoted in the article, Graham Doyle, who's the deputy commissioner over at the DPC, he basically said, look, access to these accounts, it's a gold mine. I mean, you can find out everything.
Yeah, it's like your entire digital life, right?
Exactly.
It's a little creepy if you think about it.
Yeah, for sure. And while, you know, the article says no evidence that anyone actually got their hands on this stuff, doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet.
It's that whole, like, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there kind of thing.
Exactly. It shows how much we trust these companies with everything.
Right.
And they dropped the ball big time.
Totally. So, like, what can we even do at this point? I mean, how do we protect ourselves when these huge companies can't even get it right?
It's the million-dollar question, right? It's easy to feel helpless, but there are things we can do. First things first, strong passwords. And, I mean, different for every single website, every account. I know it's a pain.
Yeah, it's so easy to just use the same one.
I know, right? But think about it. It's like using the same key for your house, your car, everything.
It's true. One weak link and it all falls apart.
Exactly. If someone gets even one of your passwords and it's the same everywhere, they've got you. Emails, social media, even your bank.
Okay, I get it. Strong, unique passwords. Check. What else?
Well, it all comes down to like holding these companies accountable.
Because we have to rely on them, right?
We do. And it's not enough for them to just say, oops, after something happens.
Right.
They need to be upfront, tell us what they're doing, have actual security. And if they mess up, real consequences.
Yeah, because $100 million, that's a lot to you and me. But for Meta, it's like pocket change.
Totally. We need to demand better. Read those privacy policies. Ask them questions. If you don't like their answers, go somewhere else.
It's about like taking control.
Right.
Yeah.
Being smart about it. Not being scared, but just being careful. It's so true. And this whole thing with Meta, it really gets you thinking. The article talks about, you know, the rule and stuff.
Right.
But it feels bigger than that. Like we just hand over our information.
Totally. And it makes you wonder, what are we giving up for on a post?
Yeah. Exactly. So as we wrap up here, I wanted to ask, does this change how you feel about Meta? Do you trust them less?
I think it's a question we should all ask after something like this. These data things happen all the time, it seems like, but just because they're common doesn't mean it's okay.
For sure. So that's what we wanted to dig into today. The facts, what it all means, and now it's really up to you. What are you going to do about it? If you found this deep dive interesting, tell someone. The more people who know about this stuff, the better. That's it for us. Stay curious out there.